Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Valspar Ultra starts at just $29.98 a gallon. So we've got you covered when your daughter wants to paint her room again after last year's masterpiece of a unicorn mural.
Dad, please.
Or when you realize that maybe you went too hard on the greige.
I miss color.
Or when you were sure you wanted a home gym, but your elliptical is currently hanging your laundry.
What about a home office?
Shop everything you need for your next phase with Valspar. Available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to arrow hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
All right. Buckle up. We're going into the case of Brian Koberger with some fresh new court filings. And, you know, when one thing doesn't stick, you got to keep trying. Try again. And that's certainly what Ann Taylor is doing. And this time, let's just say the defense is throwing a curveball into left field. Forget arguing about DNA matches or, you know, looking at stars. Koberger's team is now saying he was set up. That's right. He's going full on OJ in this case. Believe it or not, it was planted. It was set up. Somebody really doesn't like Brian. That's right. According to them, the knife sheath with his DNA on it planted like a bad alibi in a cheap detective novel. Somebody went in there. They put his DNA on it, put it under the murder scene. Of course. Why would anyone think anything else? Which raises a multi-million dollar question. Is this a last ditch effort to create reasonable doubt, or could someone have actually framed Koberger? Today, we've got defense attorney and former prosecutor Eric Faddis with us to break it all down. Eric, in your experience, how often do we actually see a frame job in court on something like this? And what does it take to sell that one to a jury?
In terms of how often people are framed, really depends on who you ask. Yeah. You know, you ask a prosecutor and they'll say, hey, that is a fiction. That largely doesn't happen, you know, maybe 0.1% of the time. You ask some defense attorneys, especially ones who've been around for decades and decades, and they'll say, hey, look, man, I've seen it and we've proven it. So the frequency of it is debatable, but it's a difficult road to hoe for the defense, in part because they have to. The next question in terms of you tell someone you're framed, the question will be why? Why would they come at your guy? Why Koberger? Why frame him for a quadruple homicide he didn't do? And Koberger doesn't have the same kind of answer that OJ or other folks who have alleged framing do.
No, I mean, we've been talking. I mean, the Delphi case we talk about a lot. That looks like, I mean, not necessarily planted evidence, but just lack of looking at evidence. This is one where it would be something was planted. They're making the accusation, essentially, and throwing it out into the ether that somehow the knife sheath, the DNA on it, that only belongs to Koberger, was planted by someone. Who? We don't know that. Why? We don't know that. These are questions a jury's going to want to know answers to. You can't just throw out there, oh, he was framed. Why? If you were throwing this out there and you are Ann Taylor, how are you going to present this?
You know, I think that the way she could be looking at it is that, hey, there was this catastrophic tragedy in this town. Four innocent college kids were murdered and stabbed to death in a gruesome way. This town needs justice. This is a small town. This is a college town. It's a small police department. There's a lot of pressure on the police department to find a culprit. And when they thought that they had some evidence against somebody, they wanted to put their finger on the scales and ensure that they would secure this conviction so the community could have some peace and closure. And that's what they did to my client. That could be one way Ann Taylor argues it.
Seems like a stretch. Especially considering this wasn't like a 5-year investigation. I mean, they got Koberger in the time frame of things, you know, relatively quickly. It wasn't the next day. Excuse me. It went in a couple of weeks, and there was a lot of questions at the beginning of how well are they doing their job. There was a lot of criticism back then. We were one of them raising the flag, going, "What the hell's going on over here, guys?" And it turned out a lot. They just were holding their cards very close to the vest. So that doesn't necessarily play in the favor of that argument where there's this frustration and all roads have led to nothing. Because they did. They had stuff. They were following it. They ended up going to Pennsylvania and checking out the garbage and then comparing it. And the only DNA that we know of in this case that is completely matched to Koberger and no one else, how would you go about and get that DNA to plant it? And why Brian Koberger? How are you going to find that? And how are you going to get this specifically on that knife sheath in that exact spot? It's not like it's just like taking like, this is kind of gross that I even have this here, but I cut my hand the other day. It's not like you have a Band-Aid, the person, and you're just like, let's smudge it around on this sheath and there's DNA there. No, I mean, this is very specific. It's right where a thumb would go to open said sheath. It seems like quite a stretch. Are we just getting really desperate here?
You know, law enforcement would have to go through some investigative gymnastics in order to accomplish what the defense is claiming they did in terms of planting this for the reasons you just mentioned. You know, I think that this is, in any death penalty case, which Koberger's case is, there's an element of desperation on behalf of the defense. You've got to come with everything in the, including the kitchen sink. You've got to just leave no stone unturned, raise all plausible arguments you can possibly raise. And perhaps that's a part of what's going on here. And maybe they're hoping that, hey, we put all of these questionable arguments together. Do they accumulate to, you know, one potentially credible argument? Maybe.
It's a big maybe. They've already gone down the road of everything else. Obviously, this is before trial. So some of it matters, some of it doesn't. I'm going to ask you just how much this matters. Is they've already run it down going, oh, the science is bad on that. Well, it could have been something else. Or they're running everything. And it's not just that it's not his DNA on it or it's flawed methods. Now it was planted. It's basically saying it is his DNA, but somebody else put it there. When this actually goes to trial, how much of their scheming can actually make it into court? I mean, how many of these, well, first they said it was this, then they said it was that. What do you guys think, jury? Because they don't seem to know themselves. I mean, can that be brought up in that sort of a way?
You know, some judges are very permissive when it comes to defense arguments, especially in a homicide case, especially in a death penalty case. Sometimes they'll say, hey, this argument seems a little whack, but it's a serious case and I'll let defense do their thing. Other judges require a credible showing that there is some evidence buttressing especially such an inflammatory allegation like planting evidence like that. And so will the judge on this case require that much of defense before this even gets to the jury? The judge could require that. And the jury, it's possible, might not even hear about it. Defense doesn't get to go in there and just say, hey, we think the man on the moon did this. There's got to be evidence supporting their arguments.
They're pretty close to that, though, really. I mean, they're just like one step away from like that. Like, he loves the stars. Look at. We also have recently, because the judges said, okay, we need to be a little more transparent on this. So we've seen the text message string come out from the surviving roommates. And it puts into perspective what went on, I think, into their minds when you really take into account their age, the way they communicate, and all that. I'm not going to break down, why I think there's nothing nefarious there, because I don't think there is. I just think it's, young, inexperienced people at life that were in a crisis, spooky situation and didn't really know the gravity of it. But there's the bushy eyebrows comment that's in there that we know is in there in the string of texts right away. And of course, they're arguing, well, that can't be put in here because they were in shock. They clearly were not in shock. You can tell that by their string of texts. And once they find out their friends were dead, they sure as hell were. But at that point in time when bushy eyebrows was brought up, they were a little spooked. There was somebody in the house they didn't quite know. There was some weird ruckus upstairs that they didn't know what was going on. But eventually they felt safe enough to go back to bed and competent enough to say, bushy eyebrows. It's not usually a trait one's just going to make up out of thin air and put out there. Especially, it would be quite a specific thing to see on someone's face and to stand out if he's wearing a ski mask. That would really be an interesting feature to go, despite the ski mask, bushy eyebrows. Kind of makes it even more of a stronger point, I think, which is probably also why Ann Taylor wants it removed. All these things she wants removed, is there a chance in hell for it to be thrown out?
Typically, witnesses are allowed to testify as to their personal observations, their sensory experience, their perceptions based on what they're seeing. That's, in fact, the basis of what's called foundation for one's testimony. They saw it, and this was how they viewed it and what came into their head. Bushy eyebrows is a pretty distinct characteristic, and Koberger happens to display that characteristic. And so I think that the witness is absolutely going to be allowed to testify as to those observations. And defense can cross. They can cross on it and say, weren't you in shock? Oh, when you're in a crisis, maybe you're not perceiving things as accurately as when you're not, or whatever. They can ask about that, but I don't think it rises to the level of making it inadmissible.
Should Koberger have gotten one of those eyebrow trimmers right away and just, let's get rid of these so like nobody can say that about him? Be funny if he goes into court the next time and he's missing eyebrows. Like, what happened here? Accident. It was just nothing. I've always never had eyebrows. I've always looked this way.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Promo code STAPLE20.
McCrispy strips are now at McDonald's. Tender, juicy, and its own sauce. Would you look at that? Well, you can't see it, but trust me, it looks delicious. New McCrispy strips, now at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless, unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.
These days, work is in trouble. We've outsourced most of our manufacturing to other countries. And with that, we sent away good jobs and our capability to make things. American Giant is a clothing company that's pushing back against this tide. They make all kinds of high-quality clothing and activewear, like sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. So when you buy American Giant, you create jobs in towns and cities across the country. And jobs bring pride. Purpose. They stitch people together. If all that sounds good to you, visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with promo code STAPLE20.
Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1 pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility, to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com. Going to the gym can be discouraging, especially if you're putting in the work but barely seeing changes. But with Tonal, you can actually see your progress with every workout. Tonal provides the convenience of a full gym and the expertise of a personal trainer anytime at home with one sleek system. Designed to reduce your mental load, Tonal is the ultimate strength training system, helping you focus less on workout planning and more on getting results. No more second-guessing your technique. Tonal gives you real-time coaching cues to dial in your form form and help you lift safely and effectively. After a quick assessment, Tonal sets the optimal weight for every move and adjusts in 1-pound increments as you get stronger, so you're always challenged. Tonal lets you choose from a variety of expert-led workouts, from strength to aero hit to yoga and mobility to keep you coming back for more. For a limited time, go to Tonal.com to get $500 off your Tonal purchase, plus a free 4-year warranty. That's Tonal.com for $500 off, plus a free 4-year warranty. Tonal.com.